Yet another thing of beauty coming out of PETA, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Here are some thoughts from Will Coggan, Managing Director of PETAKillsAnimals.com.
I'll give you a couple of arguments that I've heard from PETA, and I'm happy to send you some substantiation here just so that you don't think I'm making this all up here. I've heard a couple different things from PETA. One is that they think a lot of animals are mistreated that are owned by humans. And essentially, they view the negative side of things. They say a lot of dogs get abandoned or they're not well taken care of, or a lot of pets just wind up back at shelters. So it's best just to humanely euthanize them, an angel of death, so to speak, and that they view essentially that as preventing future suffering.
So that was Will's take, and I was notified that the Center for Consumer Freedom sent a letter to the Norfolk, Virginia City Council asking that Front Street, where PETA's headquarters is located, be renamed PETA Kills Avenue. This, it turns out, was in response to recent PETA press stunts, including a recent incident where PETA asked the English village of Wool to rename itself Vegan Wool, much to the disappointment of local residents. Now, extending that logic, would PETA argue that we should euthanize all sheep in order to protect them from having to be sheared in order to produce wool? Run that by the Baskies in Idaho, who have a long and proud tradition of herding sheep and working hard.
David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.